Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station with coaches Wendy, Krista, and Shermin. Our goal is to search out and share with you the latest news about how to become and stay empowered to make the most transformative lifestyle or business building choices. For 30 minutes, each Monday at 12 noon U.S. Eastern Time, you will have the opportunity to hear inspiring interviews with coaches specializing in a variety of life-transforming areas. It is our intent to provide you a once-a-week break of inspiration to carry you throughout your week. Your co-hosts are Wendy, who is a business transformation coach, Krista, who is a healthy lifestyle coach, and Shermin, who is a success coach. It is important to know that all of the concepts and information presented during any of our shows are for educational purposes only. They are not intended to guarantee results of any kind. Please consult with professionals before embarking on any lifestyle or business-related changes. Again, welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station. We hope you enjoy the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another week's episode of Sky's the Limit Radio. This is Wendy, one of your co-hosts, and I'm here today with our other two co-hosts, Krista and Shermin. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Wendy. This is Krista. Glad to be here with you today.
And this is Shermin. Hello, ladies, and a warm welcome to our listeners out there. We are delighted today to have Victoria Rader as a guest on our show today. Victoria is a transformational success coach, best-selling author, and public speaker. Victoria was individually mentored and coached by Bob Proctor, the star of the best-selling book, The Secret, and she knows and teaches that thoughts create things. As a coach, trainer, and public speaker, Victoria stands out through her unique ability to respond to her audience's needs, her deep understanding of the subject matter, and her excellent skill to express it in a way that empowers her audience and clients for immediate and lasting transformation.
Yes, and Victoria's impressive resume includes PhD in metaphysical sciences, enhanced expertise in various energy modalities such as EFT, theta healing, and quantum touch. She also holds certificates as a human behavior consultant, and she is a John Maxwell Team certified coach, trainer, and speaker. Her vast experience brings Victoria's audience a unique balance between thought leadership, energy transformation and balance, relational success, and business accomplishment.
Victoria is also the co-founder of U2Shine International, and she is the author of the best-selling book, Until You Win, 8 Secrets to Winning the Race of Life, or How the Tortoise Always Wins. She believes that a powerful divine light waits within each of us and that everyone was born to win. So welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, Victoria. We are so thrilled to have you on our show today.
Thank you so much, ladies. I got to tell you, if this was a eulogy, I am ready to die.
Oh, that's great.
So let's get started. We have a lot of questions for you today. Firstly, I would like to congratulate you on your book, Until You Win, becoming a bestseller. Can you tell us a little about the book and what does the title mean?
Yes, absolutely. It truly has been a wonderful journey for me. You know, when I speak to the audience, I have people close their eyes. And so if somebody who's listening to this in a recording, if you could just take a second and close your eyes, unless you're driving, don't do it then. But if you are comfortably sitting on the couch in your family room, close your eyes for a second and travel back to the moment when you're born. And this is the moment when your mom holds you gently in her arms. And I obviously don't know your story. I don't know the emotion behind it. Maybe you were brought up by a phenomenally successful woman. Maybe you had struggles with your parents. Maybe you were given up for adoption. But I can promise you one thing. At that specific moment, every single one of us has gone through a similar experience. When we were born, our mom held us in her arms, and she looked down upon us. And as she looked down upon you, she thought something. And that thought was, this little one is born to be average, right? No, it wasn't. She did not think you were born to be average. Whoever your mom was at that particular special moment, she thought you were born to be exceptional and you were born to win. And I just have such a strong belief and knowledge of that fact that every human being on the planet Earth was born with an amazing potential and a great ability to win. And that some of us, and I would venture to say most of us, have forgotten that and have fallen back into the average person's pace of life. And so this little book is to wake us up and to remind us that we were born to win. And it's called Until You Win, because it's just a matter of until, not if, you were born to win.
Love that. That's interesting. So it's until you win. So we have to persevere, even though we fail multiple times, but we have to persevere until we win. Is that the message?
That is absolutely, that would probably one of the messages. The book is structured with 8 chapters, and each chapter is one small secret that is open to a question. You know, the first one is, and it's based on the Aesop's fable of a tortoise, who, as you know, wins at the end of the race. And so I kind of ask questions. The first one is, the tortoise knows who he is. So the first question you have to ask yourself is, do I know who I am? Because everybody runs around saying you've got to be true to yourself, and it's a great message theoretically, but do most of us really know who we are? How can we be true to something or someone that we don't know who we are? You know, you're not your name. When somebody asks you, well, who are you? You're tempted to say your name, but you're not your name. You can change your name legally as many times as you want. It's what people call you. You say, okay, wait, I got it. You know, I know who I am. I am what I do. No, that's your profession. That's not who you are. It's what you do. And you're not a child only. It's your familial status and so forth and so on. So there's this powerful gift of who we are as these spiritual beings that are functioning on a mental, physical level, and understanding who you are on that basis and connecting to that core then carries you through, as you said, with the needed persistence. So the persistence would probably kick in, and the ability to overcome failure would kick in on the chapter of the tortoise how knows how to travel, where you expect, I mean, I get excited about failure. Failure is a non-existent phenomena. It's the cheapest educational system we have here in U.S., you know? You go to Harvard and you pay, yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, this is so true. Sorry for interrupting.
Yeah, and you go to Harvard and you pay $200,000, or you can just go and fail a couple times, and it's free, so be excited to fail.
That's beautiful, yeah. Beautiful message. I can't wait to read your book.
To fail. We can't wait to fail again. I love that. I mean, we're also, yeah, thanks, Krista. We're also wanting to avoid failure, but I really like the way you put that, Victoria. It's exciting to look at failure because then you actually are getting closer to growing, and that means you're getting closer to winning.
Yep.
So I really like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, I like what you said about your mom looking down at you, and you were supposed to be exceptional, and we forgot. We forget that along the way. So thanks for that reminder. Very, very important. So the book sounds wonderful. I can't wait to look at that myself. But why, you know, when people come to you for coaching or for a seminar, do you work according to what you have written in the book, or do you do something different? What is it like to see you at a seminar or to coach with you?
Well, I would say that the book is, first of all, the first in a series of personal growth and development. While they won't be related by a topic, they will be related by a message, you know. And so the book is wonderful, and it is milk, right? You start with milk so that you can build up tolerance to digest meat. And when people come to me for coaching, they come for meat. You know, they have done milk. They've gone to seminars. They have read the books. They now are ready to transform. And so is what we do, hence transformational coaching. I guess if you were to describe everything our company does in coaching, it would be in two quotes. One is by Nikola Tesla, who said, if you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. And the second one is by Albert Einstein, and that quote is so core to us as a company, is that it is on our website as the core message. And his quote is, quote, everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics, end of quote. And so we educate people as to what energy and the laws of frequency and vibration are in their day-to-day life. Not on the level of sitting on a cushion with your eyes closed and, you know, meditating on a pillow and having no idea how to get off the pillow. You know, we really educate you in terms of what you are as this electromagnetic vibrating human being, how to set the frequency of what you want, how to connect it to your conscious and subconscious mind, and how to practically then take it through your actions into the results. So what makes us very unique is that we combine every single venue available to us as human beings. We train your conscious, we conquer your subconscious, and we direct your actions, and that guarantees your results.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. Especially the match the frequency to the energy you want.
Yep.
I really like that. Yeah, yeah. So you've been doing this for quite some time. This is your company?
Yes, the company is mine. I have two partners. It's an all-women-owned company, and I have two partners. We have several coaches also that are, you know, using their different techniques and abilities to coach others. But it's a women-owned company. I have personally done coaching training and seminars for over 18 years, but the company is new, and as a matter of fact, is even newer, as we have just reincorporated from You to Shine International to You to Shine. We found that that we were taking ourselves too short, claiming international because we believe in the universal intelligence and infinite intelligence, so we toss the international as a limiting belief and have reincorporated as You to Shine.
Love it. Love it. That is fantastic. That is fantastic. No limitations, you know?
That's correct.
Born to win. That's right.
Yes.
Wendy?
Sure. Yeah, that's really true. I was actually curious. You said you have two other coaches that are within your company. So you have the three of you, and so you have three different types of styles of coaching. Just curious about what the actual programs the three of you provide and how they are different from other programs. You mentioned a little bit about your seminars, and but how about, like, say, one-on-one coaching? How are those more unique to other programs you might run into?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So if there is a, you know, genuine interest for somebody to look, we have all of our information on our website, you2shine.com, and it's you2shine.com. But there are different levels of involvement, obviously, as different people are ready for different, you know, cataclysmic events in their life, and both positive
mm-hmm.
and negative. And so the individual sessions incorporate, they're about an hour and a half to 2 hours, and any person can sign up for an individual session. And they include assessments which involve your energy, your talent, and your personality profile assessment, the issue that you are looking to resolve, and then we decide which of the techniques we can use to resolve the issue. And so, and then we go either to EFT, which is emotional freedom technique, to you know, the mental and discussion for paradigms of behavior, which would be more like a verbal coaching. We do hypnosis. We found that for people that seem to be stuck with the same issue and they know they shouldn't be doing something, they can tell you why they shouldn't be doing something. They can tell you what they've planned not to do it. And yet if their behavior still trumps, you know, with their intent, when the behavior constantly trumps the intent, it means there is a deeply locked subconscious paradigm. For that, we use hypnosis. So there really isn't a structured, identical individual session. It is fully driven by an individual needs and then by our ability to match that need with a technique that will free them. You know, I say all of our programs could be described as ability to free an individual, free them from limiting beliefs, limiting emotions, limiting thoughts or results, and help them to become free to do anything they've dreamed to do, to have anything they want to have, and to become anyone that they dream to become. So we laughingly we say we're freedom dealers. You know, we deal in freedom. and so that's an individual session. And then people that are ready for accountability and making some huge breakthrough results, we have individual, couples, and team coaching that are annual packages. We have 6 sessions and then annual package. So truly, when a person comes in, we do our very best to assess what their needs are, and then we cater our coaching and training to their needs.
I see. Yeah, that makes sense. So do they take some kind of initial assessment themselves, or can you just ask some questions and you can figure it out from that point?
Yeah, that is correct. We ask questions and we give them options. It's like a menu, you know, and they decide. And I have to say we're mostly excited right now about a program we just rolled out in January that is called Success Series, and it's a bi-monthly call that people call in actually on Mondays at 3 p.m., very much like your program. And they do, you know, we have a success principle or universal law that we discuss, and then people are assigned homework. And it has been by far probably most successful program because of its affordability. It's only $49 a month to subscribe, but if people bring others to this program, they get their money back in $5 increments. So the program is growing fast because those people that are joining are driven and they like a good deal. So they're bringing more people that are driven and getting their money back. This is probably our fastest growing and most beloved by our clients program because all of our individual coaching and package coaching clients get this as a free bonus also.
Wow. That sounds great. Yeah. that really sounds good.
So is
it all local, or can you do, you have the call that you have that anybody can do online, but do you travel to different areas to speak about your programs, or is most of your work done locally?
Well, you know, Wendy, the answer is yes.
Yes, people.
Yes. You know, I remember reading years ago, I think it was in a book by Harv Eker. Did he write the Millionaire Mind, I believe? Anyway, don't quote me on this, but I remember reading there were 17 points of a millionaire mind, you know, how a millionaire people think versus how those that are not. And there was one point that he said, it's never either or, it's always and. You know, it just struck me so much. It struck me so much, I was like, this is it. This is the difference between any successful business and any unsuccessful business. It's, you know, I understand where to zoom in, and I understand we're doing one thing, but it's one thing at a time. Doesn't mean one thing only, and I think that's where a lot of people get lost, you know. And so, So the answer is and. I do a lot of local events. I travel, and our success series is intentionally at 3 p.m. because it successfully covers anywhere from Alaska all the way through Europe, and the only people that struggle with getting on the call and listen to recordings are then Asia, because it is 2 a.m. for them in the morning. Although I do have a couple clients in Taiwan that are religiously on the call at 2 a.m. So.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Huh. Krista, you have another question.
Yeah, well, sorry. Regarding your company, U2Shine, what prompted you to start your company, and how did you choose your partners?
This is a great question. All your questions have been wonderful, and this one is near and dear to my heart because I'm so excited about failure because I have done my share of it, and it's so precious to me, you know. but with the company, I have to say I was going through a very, very lengthy, and I'm not going to go into it in depth, but very lengthy trial in my life, you know, 10-plus years of an outside influence in my life that was becoming draining, not only emotionally, mentally, physically, but also financially, you know, health-wise. And I remember laying at night going like, you know, what is going on? What can I do to change this? You know, and we're told that the quality of our life is determined by the quality of our questions. And I truly wasn't asking the right question up till then. I think this was the first time that I've asked the correct question. You know, how do I strategically turn this around? What have I learned from it? And I remember laying in bed and falling asleep and then waking up literally in the middle of the night to this very strong, you can call it prompting or feeling of the voice of the divine, whatever your, you know, spiritual background allows you to recognize this message as. But it was just very clear message, and the message was, you can't chase darkness by fighting it. You must turn on the light. And I woke up in the middle of the night, and of course the room was very poignant because the room was dark, you know, thick dark. And I got up and I marched to the light switch and I flipped it on. And the light filled the room. And it was probably one of the most powerful spiritual events in my life when I understood at its core what it takes to overcome. And it does not take focusing on what you are overcoming. It takes focusing on what you want to have. It you know, you let go of the dark and you focus on the light. And so that was the message. And I looked then for a platform to share the message and to equip others to turn the light on in their life. That's the company, hence U2Shine. You know, and you can read it in so many ways. Why U2Shine? You were born to shine. It takes two to shine. You know, the meanings are endless. But the bottom line is there is this powerful light within you, and sometimes you and I run around squashing the darkness, solving the problems. While the longer we focus on the problem at hand, the bigger it becomes and the more draining it becomes. You know, people that lose weight always lose weight. And why is it? Because they focus on the darkness, on losing weight. People that, you know, are depressed continue being depressed because they're trying not to be depressed. But there's a better way, you know, there's a much better way. Let go of the dark, turn on the light. And that light is, what do you want instead? Who cares what you have now? Who cares how dark it is in your life now? What do you want? And so we help people find that, define that, and turn it on. And once it's fully on, it blasts the darkness out of their life. It blasts the problems out of their life. And who cares what the problems were anymore, you know? I think it was Mother Teresa who said, I'm not going to join a march for, you know, anti-war march ever. But when there is a march for peace, let me know. So that's kind of the beginning of the company and the passion behind it. As I'm sure you can hear in my voice, that is what we live for. And we see it daily in our life. We see when the light goes on in a person's life, and they shine, and they shine brightly, and they become unstoppable.
Well, that's beautiful. So the message is don't focus on the past, but focus on your future and visualize your future.
That is correct. And it's not, I like how you summed it up with the past. And it doesn't have to be necessarily the past. It can be the present, right? Don't focus on the present that you don't want. Focus on the present that you want. So come from the place of gratitude. When you want something in your life, wanting it will increase the want. Giving it will bring it to you. So if you want more love in your life, if you want it, you will want it more. But if you find four people you can give love to, you will receive it. So they're just, you know, and it's just one of the many examples of shifting. It's all about shifting your frequency. That's pretty much what it is. You shift your frequency.
That's a very, very important message.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Nice. Yeah, really.
Do you have another question? I know we're starting to run.
We're getting close to the end. So I want to be sure, you know, one last question, and I'm going to kind of wrap it. We had a bunch more questions, but basically two in one here. What is your main message for our listeners today? And I know, you know, we got a really good message from you just now with this question that you were talking with Krista about. But if you have any other message that you would like to leave our listeners with today, please share that. And also share a little bit about how our audience could get in touch with you if they wanted to find out more information about how to work with you.
Sure. Well, thank you for the questions. And it, as you've mentioned, I have kind of gone over probably the burning message inside of me is that you were born to live, to, you know, to live a phenomenal life. You were born to win, and you were born to shine. And at this point, it is beyond belief for me. It is a deep, empowering knowledge that I don't question. And that is probably the message. And the hidden secret behind the message is focus on what it is that you want emotionally, not longingly. What does that mean? If you want something in your life, to adjust the frequency of it simply means feel as if you already have it. A lot of people, you know, and I will tell you in terms of getting in contact with me, I'll offer listeners the free affirmations from my book, which is a great audio track. But here's a catch-22. Affirmations are great, but they can become repetitive, numbing nuisance if you don't connect what you say with what you feel. So you can spend endless hours banging yourself on the chest, screaming, I'm a money magnet. But if your subconscious quietly whispers, yeah, right, you're broke and delusional, this is the message you're going to have. So affirmations are only powerful if you feel what you say. So feel it. You want to be loved, feel it first, and so forth. I know we're running out of time, and so with that, the gift where you guys can find the affirmations, audio affirmations from the book is at mygiftoffer.com. This is probably the fastest way to connect with us. Claim your free gift, listen to those, and this will allow us to have your email and we can follow up and ask you whether you're interested in any other offerings, both free, you know, and or more involved investment ones if you have interest. So it's mygiftoffer.com.
That's fantastic. My gift, www.mygiftoffer.com. We will definitely put that on our Facebook page as well, the link, so that people can get access to that. Thank you so much for that gift, for sharing all this wonderful information that you shared with us today. It's just amazing, and I thought it was fantastic, Victoria.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for your time.
Yes. Thanks, Victoria. It was great. And thank you, our audience, tuning in again today to Sky's the Limit Radio. We appreciate you for listening and following us and hope you enjoy our show today as much as we have. As always, the best way to get more information about upcoming shows is to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/ Sky's the Limit Radio. Please feel free to share our thoughts, comments, and feedback on our Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you. Or you can visit us at our website at skysthelimitradio.com to stay up to date on all the good shows we have coming up for you. To listen to recordings of past shows you may have missed, go to Blog Talk Radio, at blogtalkradio.com/sky's the limit. You never know, you might discover that one episode that could make a difference in your life. And also remember to go to our skyslimitradio.com to get our Sky's the Limit inspiration kit. Until next time, everyone, and remember, the sky's the limit to what you can do. Have a great week, everyone. Goodbye. Thanks, Victoria.
Thank you.
Thank you, Victoria.
Goodbye, Victoria.
Bye, everyone.